Log Talk Radio.
Thank you very much for being here live at the TCCHO service on Monday, 2019. Normally, we started the show at 8 o'clock, but I couldn't get in, so I'm here now at 8:30. We're gonna do the broadcast. I haven't checked the numbers out, so you can go on the Internet and listen to the show if you want to, okay? Now, today we're talking about spirit. What is spirit? wild spirit is so what cannot be. But before we do that, we're going to do our assertion, and then we'll start the service. Okay. I'd like for you all, like for everybody to stand, please, while we do this. As I daily learn the knowledge of myself and the wisdom to seek the Oracle's counsel, I come into the understanding of how to proceed so that I can live on earth in peace and without poverty. I understand that everything in the universe is made of the same divine energy, and that I am a reformer of that divine energy. As I begin my day, I reform this energy to serve my purpose. I respect and preserve the great right that I have as an extension of divine energy. As I start my day, I begin with my access points and power of Christ and Allah. And I am grateful to be a part of this great universe that my ancestors have formed for my benefit. So let it be written, so let it be done. With the permission of my ancestors, Marcus the Messiah, Garvey, and Jesus Christ, I give this assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on you, which is love. By doing this, I will be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reaching yourself. By doing this, I will be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reaching yourself. By doing this, I will be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reaching yourself. By doing this, I will be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I'll keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. Okay. Once again, we began. We're here, live and in a living color. Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. Radio service, okay? The topic for today is we're going to be talking about spirit, okay? And that's a very important topic because we're so used to using our physical power that we forget to remember that we're not just physical beings. We're spiritual entities functioning on this level just for a short period of time, 80, 90, 100 years. That's a drop in the bucket compared to the thousands of years that we're literally going to be alive spiritually. Okay. Now, we have to realize that when you leave here, when you leave this physical presence, you're not leaving, you're not dying, so to speak. Energy cannot be destroyed. Okay? So since we cannot destroy energy, we just change from one form to another. You come from a physical form into a spiritual form. That's what's going on. You know, all of the books tell you that there's a spiritual side to this thing. So we're going to talk about that spiritual side. We call it incorporeal energy. Incorporeal energy in flesh. Incorporeal energy is conscious. This conscious energy dwelling in a fleshly form. That's who you really are. We're fighting and killing each other over the earth and this little speck of dirt. There's billions of planets out there like this one, okay? I'm saying billions of planets like this one, not just billions of planets, okay? Well, there's millions of planets that we can deal with a reference to living on, okay? We're fighting over a piece of rock, murdering, killing, conniving, and scheming. People are hungry and mistreating each other for this thing. There's something wrong with that picture. We have to wake up and smell the coffee, as they put it, okay? Now, since we're incorporeal beings, there's a methodology, a way to get into your spiritual mindset to use your spiritual power, right? They give you a little bit about it when they talk about this secret thing, but it ain't no secret. We've been dealing with this for thousands of years, right? They have taken away your knowledge so that you don't know how to use your spiritual power. You're very powerful people. You can use your psychic. You have all kinds of stuff going on. There's so much to you, but you have to get into it. And the way to get into it is through your acts. What acts take you into the spiritual realm where you can use that power? Okay, the first act is the act of knowing. All right, now we don't talk about the act of knowing, right? But knowing is an act. They've got us caught up into the act of believing. So who is they? I say the 1%, they come in all colors, all right? I say the 1%, that's right, they come in all colors. Now, they're going to be pissed off at me. This is they own these airways. So I'll be talking about the people that own the airways and all that stuff, you know? They control and run the entire planet. This is their modus operandi, to run and control the entire planet. They want to live the life of luxury while people are sleeping in the streets, hungry, starving, and don't have no access to anything. This has to stop. This is why we're here now, okay? This is why I am here now. I like the I, because you can't talk that we stuff if all the I's ain't present. So we need the I's to stand up. We need the I's to be present, okay? And you guys remember, if I'm not here, we're not here. So if you're not here, we ain't here. Don't talk that we stuff if you ain't here. Okay, when you say we, have your butt in that seat. Have your butt in one of these chairs, all right? So that we as eyes can strengthen each other. The chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So we got to upgrade this link. We got to make these links. Each individual has to be strong, has to become strong. And remember, you're an individual locked in to other individuals to make a strong change to make the world a better place. That's what we're talking about. And if you're not talking about making the world a better place, then you're not tapped into your spiritual. You're not tapped into your spiritual self. The tyrannical scriptures teach us that we're gods. The Bible teaches us that we are gods. I love the Bible. Okay. Because it's a very powerful book. That history book that was given to us to solve some of our problems, we have to deal with that book the way it's supposed to be dealt with. I'm calling out you preachers. I'm calling out you money hungry, grubbing people who want to live in these big mansions and drive your planes and everything while your parishioners barely have food on the table. I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out right now. All right? We're in the last days, and it was predicted that I would come in the last days. Well, I'm here now, and we're going to wake this thing up. It's time to wake you up from your slumber. You have been sleeping for 500 to 1,000 years. It's time to wake up and smell the coffee. There is no thing more powerful than you, because you're carrying the power. You don't have to pray for nobody to give you nothing. You have the power to get up and make what you want for yourself. You are a controller of divine energy. Everything in the universe is made up of this divine energy, including you. You are a divine being. So we have to get out of the believing process and get into the knowing process if you're going to get into what we call your spiritual self, that incorporeal entity that's powerful, dominating, that can do so much. This is where you have to go. Stop looking for your savior. Your savior is in your mirror, man. That's where your savior is at, okay? We talk about Jesus. Yeah, I love Jesus. Jesus taught some very powerful stuff. He to eat for me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did what you do. He said you're going to do greater things than what he did by your deeds. Now, what deeds are you performing that can get you into a point that you're doing greater things than what Yahshua did? Come on. We're going to wake up and smell the coffee today. Today we're going to wake up and smell the coffee. We're going to teach. We're going to teach. Can I teach? No, you can't teach. See what I'm saying? See how easy that word comes out? Everybody want to be teacher, master, and this and that and the other. You can't teach that what's already been taught. The information that we seek is already in your DNA. You just got to go in and do a DNA activation. How do you do that? You do that from getting out of the realm a believer into the realm of knowing. Know who you are. Know thyself. What is yourself? I'm an incorporeal being made in the image of Source. Made in the image of the Most High. That's who I am. What's the image of the Most High? The image of the Most High is incorporeal energy concentrated in the fleshly form. Right? No matter what color you is or what your gender is, none of that's important. What's important is that you get out of the realm of belief and into the realm of knowing. Know who you are. You are a God on this planet. What is a God? A God is any form, okay? Any physical form that can manipulate Source energy for its own purpose. Animal gods out here that are manipulating energy for its own purpose. The ant is an animal god. Come on, man. Even down to the ant, we're talking about God. Ants manipulate energy all the time for their own purpose. Right? That's why you're not supposed to be eating them. You don't eat energy. You don't eat your less conscious brothers because they who run around and hunt for their food. Anything that hunts for food is conscious. And when you're eating conscious beings, you're doing a disservice for yourself. That causes a retrogression on the spiritual side. I'm here to wake you up today. I'm here to get you to smell of coffee today. Come on. It's time to wake up. It's time to get up and do what you're supposed to be here doing. As God, you're responsible for 60 billion people on this planet. You're responsible for the welfare and health of every man, woman, and child on the planet. That's what a God does. That's who you have to become. That's what you have to be thinking about. Come on. That's what you have to be thinking about. That's what you have to consider. And this is where we're going. This is where we are. This is what we're going to bring about. We're going to bring about the change of the planet. Can you? One man bring about the change of planet. I am not one man. I'm an individual connected to 6 billion people, connected to everything in the cosmos. Come on, man. I was not created. I was made. I was made. I am an extension of that which brought everything to existence, but nothing brought into existence. I am an extension of the uncaused cause. That's who I am. That's what I represent. And that's what's going on. I speak in the eye. Because when I'm here, we're here. So I speak in the eye. I'm here to change things. I am here to make a difference. I'm here to fix the problems of the planet. That's why I'm here. I'm here to work out systems that we can feed everybody without going through this madness of killing and murdering each other like some kind of idiots. I'm calling you an idiot when you're out here killing and murdering people on this little speck of dirt when there's billions of planets out there. Can't you see that there's something wrong with this picture? What is the power of this planet? Let's talk about the power of this planet. The power of this planet is the people that's on the planet. These countries could not function if you didn't allow them to use your slave. I said use your slave, that's right. You have a slave. What is a slave you talking about? That slave is what you is that physical body that you're dwelling in. That physical body will do whatever you tell it to do, man. You tell it to jump off a bridge, it's going to jump. It's going to warn you, though. Man, you sure you want me to jump? This is really going to hurt. But if you tell it to jump off the bridge and go, who can command that kind of authority over physical stuff? Okay? You are the vicegerent of this planet. All the books tell you who you are, but you don't want to listen because you don't want to accept the responsibility of being who you are. That's number one. You have to accept the responsibility of being who you are. Who am I? They asked the question. I am a God. That's who I am. What is a God? A God is one who can manipulate Source energy for its own purpose. That's what a God is. It got you thinking somebody's sitting up there in a chair, looking like Abraham Lincoln, looking down on you, trying to make this best for you. And that, no, it don't work that way. Your actions are determining what's going to happen to you today and what's going to happen to you tomorrow. You're living a culture of reap what you sow. The entire cosmos was created on reap what you sow. When you go into the dog-eat-dog mode, like living in this country under the dog-eat-dog system, you're self-destructing. The planet is destroyed. Your people are destroyed. You're destroying everything around you. Living under the dog-eat-dog culture, I want to be on top. I want to be in control. You know what I mean? Yes, you want to be in control, but you don't. You can be in control without being on top. You have to be on top of somebody to be in control. Come on. You are in control. You are in control of you. The problem is you're letting others control you. The culture, reap what you sow. To your original culture, and the planet will begin to there will begin to be peace on the planet. All everybody want to give credit. Oh, the Ten Commandments in my eye, and this, that, and the other. This stuff was written into existence from the very beginning, and so if energy decided to make you and make these planets. Okay? This stuff was written in your DNA. It was written in your DNA, people. I'm just trying to let you know what's going on. Okay? Right now, we're going to go to one of the songs on the album. This song is called Jesus is Coming.
Troubles away. Oh, 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 oh. We won't forsake you for a day.
Troubles away.
He won't Lord, thank you for them.
When I found Jesus, I found peace for my heart.
Take your troubles away. He won't forsake you for a day.
When I found Jesus, I found him for my
heart. Okay, we're back now. Talking about Jesus is coming. Okay, now is Jesus coming or is Jesus already here? Well, we're talking about Jesus. Let's talk about Christ. Oh, boy. See, now let's talk about Christ right now. We're talking about the spiritual self. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about who you are and what's supposed to be going on, okay? Now, Christ is conscious energy formed in flesh. Or that's God. Oh, I can speak of God and Christ in the same sentence. Christ is one who is crystallized into oneness with source energy. All right? Are you one with source energy? Or you're still trying to figure out who you are and what's going on? You are a very powerful entity. All right? Now, you're going to have to get into the art of meditation. You have to practice your meditation, okay? Now, how do you practice meditation? How do you get into that? Look, I told you in the scripture to peace, be still. All right? Now, we're going to be teaching from the Tyrannical Scriptures, and we're going to be teaching from the Bible. Those are the two books that we're going to be using, okay? We're going to throw some things in there from the Quran, but basically we're going to be teaching from the Bible and the Tyrannical Scriptures, right? Because in my mind, the Quran is just an extension. The Quran is an extension of the Bible. That's where I live at, you know? This is why they talk about the prophets, okay? Those two books are an extension of each other. Right? And those of you who got the Quran, if you ain't reading the Bible, you might as well take the Quran and put it in your back pocket or sit on it, because you're not going to be able to understand it properly without the Bible. All right? That's what Prophet Muhammad did. He tried to bring you back to the culture of read what you sow. That's what this is all about. That's how you begin to access your spiritual power, by meditation, all right, and by dealing with the with the actions, with the culture of reap what you sow, right? So that's why we talk a lot about reap what you sow, because reap what you sow is a very powerful tool to get you back into your spiritual consciousness, right? Because if you're under the culture, if you decide, see, because you can decide, you're a God, you can decide to live under the culture of reap what you sow or the culture of dog eat dog. There's only two cultures out here. You need to pick which one you want to live in. Okay, and the culture of dog eat dog, you got a war, we got to fight. That's why Norman created the Republic. It's a war machine. Okay? Because you know those that are under the dog eat dog culture, they come in to fight. So all they want to do is fight. Okay? They don't want to earn by building, they want to earn by taking. Start taking what someone else done built up. They see you got something they wanted, hey, they come in to take it. They ain't asked you for it. They ain't raising no picket signs. You think the when the white 1%ers who came here, okay, to take the territory, well, how did they come? The first thing they did was they emptied out the jails. Sent the people over here. They survived. They survived. If they didn't, they didn't, because they didn't care about them, because they didn't consider those people worthy. Okay. They didn't consider the people worthy that they unloosed the jails and sent them here. And when they got here, there were people here that you're calling Indians. They weren't Indians. That's what you're calling them. All right? There were people here. And when they saw these people come in on the shores or broke and hungry and didn't have nothing to do, they helped them. Taught them how to grow the food. Taught them how to survive. Because they knew that all life is worthy. They knew they were dealing with a God. Because they knew who they were. They knew they were gods. But to the 1%, that was just a chance to get a foothold into somebody else's territory. A foothold is when you send your military in, okay, to set up some type of base so you can spread and conquer the rest of the land. And that's what they did. They come in and set up a military base, and they start picking with the people that was here, creating problems so that they would fight each other because they started taking the territory. And they started taking people's territory, and that created a problem. So now they need a military force to hold on to the territory that they done took. Right? And it ain't just a new thing. And they did it then, and they're still doing it. That's the dog-eat-dog culture. Right? They knew they was in somebody else's territory, somebody else's land, but they don't care about that. If they didn't have the military power to hold on to it, they came in and they took it. Well, that's how they've been running. They've been doing it ever since. Right? The people trying to get back to the land from Mexico, Texas, and California. That's not the 1%, the white 1% is land. We're calling them aliens because they want to get back to their own territory. But they're the aliens. See what I'm saying? Telling black people to go home. Like black people don't realize that they're already home. This is your place. But you're coming from a people who are under a dog-eat-dog culture. Okay? So when you grow, as you're growing spiritually, you become peace. You don't want to do this fight you've been killing no more. That's not who you are anymore. But you're going to have to keep your military strong. 50% of your budget. I'm telling you now. 50% of your budget should go towards military. That's a whole lot. Yes, that means you have to make a lot of money for half of it to go towards military. So most of your culture should be under a military rule. Okay? It should be under military rule governed by the civilians. That's what they're trying to do now. All right? They got the right idea. They have the right idea. But if you're going to be spiritual, you're going to have a military wing, because those that are not dealing with reap what you sow, they come in to take what you have. And you have to make sure that they're not able to do that. That was the problem. It became so peaceful. We fought wars and nobody got killed. How in the world can you fight a war and nobody get killed? You see what I'm saying? We challenge each other's ability to fight. And the ones that have the best ability to fight, they won. They had to kill nobody. I'm saying, like you get in the boxing ring, people fight, you get in the boxing ring, guy get knocked out, well, he win. He ain't got to die to win. That's what was going on. Then here comes the dog-eat-dog culture. Okay? Here comes the dog-eat-dog culture. And with the dog-eat-dog culture, hey, somebody gonna die. They come to kill, murder, take what they want. Rob, plunder, and steal. That's what they do. Check the planet right now. They're doing the same thing right now. You can tell who's under the dog-eat-dog culture. They lie, connive, scheme, chill. You know, persecute one group of people so that the other group of people can have more. They're under the dog-eat-dog culture. Now, if you're going to create a peaceful society, if you're going to create a world, if you're going to create a world where there's peace, then you have to have a strong military wing. That's what I'm talking about. Not to go out and subjugate and kill and murder people, but to protect what you have set up, because the dog-eat-dog people are coming. They're always coming. All right? So you have to always be prepared to protect what you have. Every household in America should have a gun in it. Not that you want to kill anybody, but somebody come in your house, they should be the ones calling the po-po to get out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not preaching violence. I'm preaching protection. That's what I'm talking about. And if you're 21 years or older, you should have a gun permit on you. Might not need to have a gun. I didn't say you need to have a gun. But you should have a gun permit on you so you can at least have one in your house that you're comfortable with. All right? I mean, so we don't always have to walk around strapped down like they used to do in the cowboy days. That's not necessary. If you're in a culture that's growing towards reap what you sow, and right now the American culture is leaning towards reap what you sow, but you got an idiot up there. Yeah, I call him an idiot. I'm calling him like I see it. Okay, who's taking us away from the reap what you sow culture and putting us more and more back into the dog-eat-dog culture. We're unease with each other. I don't feel as comfortable around white folks as I used to. That's what I'm saying, because I don't know what their mindset is. Are they part of that racist Klan hookup who want to cut my throat? Somebody asked me, do you have any enemies? I don't have any enemies, but I got people that perceive me as an enemy. Coming from the dog-eat-dog culture, it's much easier to build a group based on some kind of enemy. You know, you can build a group fast like that. The only enemy that you should have is in the mirror, okay? The one that you're fighting with to make yourself a better person, right? You've been taught and trained, seen the subliminal cuts in your mind that keep you not set up and doing a certain thing. It's time for this stuff to change, man. We're here to give you the wake-up call. This is the Toronto Church of Christ and Allah. Christ and Allah. Oh, my goodness. We don't use those two terms in the same sentence. Because they're making you have enemies. Okay? You shouldn't have, if you're a spiritual person, then you should not have an enemy. There's no such thing as an enemy when you're in corporeal mindset. Okay? Because we're all individuals linked together in a chain. And the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Each individual, we have to make sure that each individual has power, is harnessing their power, knowing their power. It comes down to knowing who you are, not believing that you're looking for some savior, and you're right here to do whatever you're right here to save yourself. Got people jumping out, killing themselves, murdering themselves because they feel the... Oh, Lord, help me, I can't do this and I can't do that. Man, the word can't shouldn't be in your vocabulary, okay? The only time the word can't should be in your vocabulary, right, is when you're thinking of terms of something that you want and somebody trying to talk you out of it. You can't let them talk you out of what you want to do. And what you need to get for yourself. All right? Well, I want to save the whole world. Save yourself first. How you gonna get somebody out of the pool drowning if you're in there drowning yourself? First, you got to get to shore. Once you get to shore, you throw the other guy a rope. If you can't swim, you got to go. You got to fight your way to get to shore, then throw him a rope. If you don't, you're both going to drown. Come on. You're both going to drown. Save yourself first. Once you save yourself, then you can save others. You can't save nobody if you ain't got no. How you gonna give a guy half of a dollar if you don't have a dollar? How you gonna spend 50% of your income on the military if you don't have an income? Come on. Every child should be going through martial arts training. Every child should know how to protect themselves. Every child should know how to fight. Right? Don't teach your children not to fight, not to protect themselves. That's not how this works. You teach your child to protect themselves, but don't teach your child to bully and be the aggressor. You don't want your children to be the aggressor. That's what I'm talking about. You want your children to stand up for your rights, stand up for what's yours, stand up for what you're supposed to have. But first, you got to know what you're standing up to, who you are, and why you're standing up. That's what I'm talking about. You got to realize what's going on. You have to know yourself. Know thyself. Thyself is an incorporeal entity functioning in a physical form, connected to the entire cosmos. You were not created, you were made. Even the Bible tell you was made. They threw that word created in there the next paragraph. It said, made he men and women. That's the reason why they use the term made and not create he men and women. They know what's in the books, but they are flipping the script. They're taking and using your power. You got to understand that there's two cultures. When I say understand, I'm talking about standing under the information that I'm bringing you. That's what I'm talking about. All right? Understand that there are two cultures. Read what you sow and dog-eat-dog. If you're functioning under the dog-eat-dog culture, then you're heading and bent for destruction. destruction. You're dealing from an evil platform. If you're functioning under the culture of reward yourself, realize peace. They don't want you to have no peace. They're coming to disrupt what you have all the time. They know exactly what they're doing, exactly what they're trying to do. But you have to realize what they're doing and know what's going on yourself. Teach your children to fight straight up, but teach them not to be the aggressor. Teach them not to be the bully. Teach them kindness. Teach them love and compassion. But teach them, if somebody come after them, fight with all they got to make sure that they don't get taken over. That's what's going on. That's what we're supposed to live at. Okay? It's time to wake up. All this men's job and women's job and all that kind of, all that's got to go. Equality. Equality is the tone of the day because we're becoming consciousness. We're becoming conscious. We're becoming conscious of what? Conscious of who we are. Conscious that the real power is on the spiritual side, not on the physical side. Okay? You build that spirit up. That spirit is the spirit of knowing, not the spirit of believing. Spirit of knowing. You have to know who you are. It ain't about you believing nothing. It's about you knowing. You got to live in the real world. There's two cultures out here, the evil culture and the not evil culture. The dog-eat-dog culture is an evil culture. The reap-what-you-sow culture is not an evil culture. We need to be under the reap-what-you-sow culture, but understand that the dog-eat-dog people are looking for somebody's stuff to take because they don't want to build it for themselves. They watch you build your stuff up, and then they come and grab it. Like it's their right to have your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like it's their right to take over your slave. Like it's their right to make you subservient to them. I have a right to rule. You have a right to be still and shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Talking about ruling over somebody. We're supposed to be working together. The only person that you're supposed to be ruling over is yourself. To control that idiot that somebody raised as a ruler. Okay? You got to get that out of your mindset. You're not here to teach nobody. You're here to wake up what's inside their DNA. In order to do that, you have to, it's a back and forth thing between the student and the teacher. Okay? You're awakening their deed. The information is in the DNA because everything that you're telling them, they already have it. You just got to get them to in a position where they could see it. They just can't see it because somebody put blindfolds on you. Free your mind. They have controlled your thought process to the point that you can't think straight. You can't even make a decent living. How could you know that you are a god and how precious the energy system that you're living in, how precious it is? If you don't know how precious it is, what you going to do? You're going to smoke. You're going to drink. Okay? Come on. These are the things that you're going to do because you don't know how precious you are. You don't know who you are. You put stuff in your body that's not nutrition, eating pizza and stuff like that. That stuff is not nutrition. That stuff don't benefit the body. It only benefits the people that's making money off your destruction. That's why you think the hospitals are so big and pretty. Because they're leading you down a path of destruction. So they're making money off your misery. They're getting paid off your misery. Got these big, beautiful machines and all this kind of stuff to look inside to see what's going on. You know, what's going on is that they gave you a crazy diet to live on. 3 meals a day, you don't have to eat 1 meal a day, but you have to make up a diet that will give you all your minerals and nutrients at the same time when you eat. That's a whole other show. We're going to get into another time. Right now we're talking about spirit. All right? Your spiritual self controls your your physical self. So you gotta get more into your spiritual activity. Anytime, you know, I'm listening to all these. I'm listening to all these so-called religious people and what they're talking about. God is in control. You're in control. Don't let them tell you that madness. So that you can give up the responsibility and let somebody else control you. That's what they're telling you to do. Give up the responsibility of control of your actions so that somebody else can control your stuff for you. And you're going to pay me to control you. That's what they're asking you to do. Yeah, God is in control. That God that's in your mirror, that's who's in control of your life. You control your life through your actions and your deeds. He that is in me. Okay? Okay? We'll do greater deeds, greater works than what I did. Come on. The information is all around you. The information is there. Information is what you see. So right now we're going to play another tune, and then we're going to have 5 minutes after that. And we're going to be tuning off the air. But I just want to take this time to give you the wake-up call. I didn't text nobody on this show tonight. Okay, you can listen to it on the airwaves. I mean, you can go in and listen to it. I'm going to suggest that you go listen to it. We started at 8:30, started at 8 o'clock. I woke up late. But I said, oh, no, I'm not canceling the show ever again. This show is going to go on late, whether it's late, whether I'm on the show by myself or whatever. But I'm going to refer you back to the show. I'm going to refer you back to what you're listening to. I want you to listen to the song here, okay? Listen up.
It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold.
Cause I've got to
it's about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold.
The kingdom of heaven is right within you, powering your soul. So go out in the name of Jesus and let the truth about the kingdom be told. To find the kingdom of heaven, you must first start with you. So let Jesus in your life and he will make your whole life brand new.
Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son.
It's not about the money or those diamonds and gold.
Cause
it's about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or those diamonds and gold.
Cause it's
about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold.
So as you walk in the name of Jesus down all the dusty road. Don't be concerned about brand names and all of those expensive clothes. Consider the lilies of the field, how beautifully God made them grow. King Solomon never looked that good in spite of all his money and woe.
Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son.
It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold.
It's
about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money.
It's
about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold.
Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son.
It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold.
I've got
it's about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the
Because I'm hearing that Jesus broke, there could not be born a soul. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. I've got this about hearing that Jesus broke, that could not be born a soul. It's not about the money. It's about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought a soul.
Hey, girl, now we're talking about Yahshua ben Bandera. That's what we're talking about, okay? Jesus the Christ. His last name was not Christ. Not about the money or the diamonds and gold. It's about the spirit that Jesus brought. We want to let the truth be told. Come on. This is what we're talking about. It's time to wake up now, right? Evil cannot, will not keep running the planet because we will not allow it. Now, they're going to perceive us as an enemy, but they're not our enemy. They're just misguided conscious energy that has been trained in a manner to bring evil on the planet. They're functioning under evil. And those that are functioning under doggy dog culture are evil. They will rob, steal, murder, take what you have. They put all kinds of nonsense in the body because they don't know how precious that physical form is to them. They're not living from a spiritual point of view. They're trying to live from a physical point of view. You can't live from a physical point of view because the energy is not yours. It's there for you to manipulate for your own purpose, but it doesn't belong to you. When, as an incorporeal being and you take on this flesh is not yours. You are the master of the flesh. You are the controller of the flesh, but you don't own it. That's why you have to give it up after a certain period of time, because it's not yours to own. It's only yours to control for a limited period of time. Why are you controlling this flesh, okay? Because in order to function in this corporeal realm, you need a corporeal existence. Incorporeal energy can't do anything in this realm without a physical body, all right? You need a physical body to function in this realm. When you put these solar systems together, you have to become physical. We're going to get into that. We call that the journey from the incorporeal realm into the corporeal realm. We'll talk about that journey one day, not today. We got about 2 minutes left. So we're just going to be winding down here. We want you to know what's going on. It's not about the money, diamonds, and gold. It's about the spirit that Jesus brought. We want to let the truth be told. Every show that we do, when we're talking about the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah, at the end of every show, we're going to play that song. And we're going to talk about the spirit, okay? Man, it's not about the money, the diamonds, and gold. It's about the spirit that Jesus brought. We want the truth to be told. This is where we're going here. We want to bring you back to your culture of reap what you sow. We want to wake you up to the reality of the dog-eat-dog people. The dog-eat-dog people got one thing on their mind. How can I take what you got? How can I take what you have? That's the dog-eat-dog people. Recognize these dog-eat-dog people. Know that they come. They're not evil, but they're coming from an evil platform. That's the difference. See, now you're beginning to wake up, okay? The culture under which you're growing up under is evil, not the person under the culture, right? The good culture is reap what you sow. The bad culture is a dog-eat-dog culture. Now, you know that there are people under the dog-eat-dog culture. So if you're under the reap-what-you-sow culture, you got to spend a whole lot of money in the military. Your military build-up has to be profound because the doggy dog people are coming. They're always coming. They think they're supposed to rule over you. They think they're supposed to take what you have. That's who they are. That's the doggy dog culture. They're raised under this culture. Until you can get them to get back to the other side, you got to be careful about people coming from the doggy dog culture. That's what I'm talking about, okay? And now, those that are called in, we want to thank those that are going to be listening to this show. We appreciate you taking a few minutes to go on the air and download the show so that you can listen to it, all right? My name is Elohim. I'm the one who produced. And as Elohim Christ, I just want to wake you up to who you are, what you are, and what you're supposed to be doing. Your conscious energy formed in flesh, that makes you a god. A god is the protector of every man, woman, and child on the planet. That's what God does, okay? We only have about, less than a minute here, okay? But I want you to know, the call-in number is 516-453-9230. We'll be here every Monday. Now, I was supposed to go on at 8 o'clock. I missed my 8 o'clock, but I'm not going to cancel the show because I'd be so tired and I can't wake up on time. But I will air this show every Monday, all right? So if you don't catch it at 8 o'clock, all right, for some reason, I'm not here at 8 o'clock. I had trouble getting on the air, too. So if you can't catch it at 8 o'clock, go on to Blog Talk Radio and download the show, Toronto Church of Christ and Life, TCCA. Download the show, okay? And you'll be able to listen to work on it, okay? With that, I'd like to say thank you. I love you. And we'll be talking again next Monday. Peace.